Talk now in the context of the conversation I had with Robert McBride just before the 7 o'clock news. Listen to this. If you were in Mexico, Somalia, or Libya, you would likely be safer from organized crime than you are in South Africa. We're playing with the big boys now.
You're playing with the big boys now. You're playing with the big boys now. You're playing with the big boys now.
Indeed we are. We're right up there with Guatemala and our BRICS partners, Brazil and Russia. The level of criminality in any society is measured against its prevalence and penetration, and that society's resistance against it. We have rampant organized crime. It is on the rise, and we are slowly losing our ability to resist. We're now ranked 19th in the world when it comes to the penetration of organized crime. Illicit drugs and firearms, human trafficking, kidnapping, smuggling, wildlife, fishing, and other environmental crimes. Take your pick. We are world beaters. I'm joined now to talk about this because it all comes as part of a new report. We've got a senior analyst at the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime, Jenny Irish Koboshiane. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, and morning to your listeners.
As many as 52% of murders committed in South Africa relate to organized crime and intergroup violence. That's significant.
That is significant, particularly since we look at since about 2011, our homicide rate in the country, according to the police's statistics, has increased by over 38%.
This is, of course, the Strategic Organized Crime Risk Assessment Report.
That's correct, yeah.
Just tell me about what went into it, some of the key findings. Give, at a high level, give a brief overview of what it says.
Okay, so we've spent quite a long time with quite an extensive team of people, including some experts, looking at the illicit markets and the criminal ecosystems that surround those illicit markets in the country. We looked at 15 illicit markets, ranging from markets that are selling the illicit, which involve firearms, drugs, wildlife trafficking, to dealing in violence, which includes your hit squads, your armed robberies, your extortion and kidnappings, preying on critical infrastructure, which would include your organized corruption, your illegal mining, your theft of copper cable, etc., and then preying on critical services, your white collar crime, your cyber crime, etc. So we looked at all of those factors. And one of the things that we found is that South Africa has possibly one of the most diverse sets of illegal illicit markets. So if you compare us to other countries in the world, we have a significant number of illicit markets, one of the highest in the world in terms of the number of illicit markets. That a lot of this is facilitated by, that is embedded in the state and public sector through corruption, that there's an interlink between the set of regional criminal economies in the country, and that our organized crime is extremely violent. If one looks at a snapshot of South Africa, according to our global index, you will find that in almost all of those illicit markets, we are well above the global average in terms of consumption of those markets. Yeah. And in terms of possibly one of the good news in this is that we do have the capacity to deal with this if we refocus and target on the correct kinds of things. Also shown from our index.
Yeah, we'll come back to how we fight it, but I just, because anybody listening to that introduction might think perhaps this is exaggerated. What do you mean we're worse off than a Mexico, for example, right? But you talk about the widespread of, well, at least the spread of illicit markets, the diversity. Countries like Mexico might be known for drugs, for example, or Iraq, let's say, arms trafficking. We kind of have a broad spectrum of everything.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. And And if, you know, we produce a global index on organized crime because we're a global think tank organization. And in almost all the different types of criminal ecosystems, from state embedded to criminal networks to mafia style to foreign actors operating in the country, we rank them out of 1 to 10. And South Africa ranks above 7 in almost all of those actors, whereas the global average is around 5 or 6.
We rank high, for example, in mafia style groups, criminal networks. You've already mentioned state embedded actors, the so-called state capturers, even foreign actors.
Even foreign actors operating in South Africa, where we rank about 7.5, as opposed to the global average, which is about 5.6.
Just explain what foreign actors are as crime bosses. What do they typically run, for example?
So you would have certain types of criminal networks that rely heavily on foreign actors. That would include... And let me just say it up front that while there are those foreign actors operating, they can only operate effectively if they also have cooperation at a local level. So there would be local people involved. So that would include stuff like some of your kidnapping for ransom networks where you have foreign actors involved. Some of the cybercrime and actors would be foreign, etc., but they also make use of local actors in that process.
We've seen table theft, for example, export syndicates, illicit mining, right? But these aren't just petty or even interpersonal crimes, but even attacks on infrastructure, such as we've seen with the rail network, to even sabotage at Eskom.
That's absolutely correct. We identified 4 or 5 markets, critical markets that we have identified as organized crime illicit markets that prey on critical infrastructure.
What about illicit drugs? I mean, we have a major domestic market. We ourselves are consumers.
So we have a significant domestic market, but we also are a transit country, and we've done quite a substantial amount of work on the illicit drug markets, and the amount of consumption taking place in South Africa is really scary. So if you look at the consumption, and here we're talking about poly users, from the work that we've been doing, South Africa consumes about 146 megatons of heroin annually, about 19 megatons of cocaine, and about 60 metatons of methylated. Obviously, that's adulterated products.
Now, you talk about the cloud, rather the silver lining in this cloud, right? We have capacity to try and reverse this, because there was a time, let's take murder, for example, when it seemed that we were reversing the tide.
That's correct. So if you look at the period from about 1995, 1996, when murder was at its highest, up until about 2011, you did see a decrease in the homicide rates. And we seem to be beginning to come to grips with this. And then since 2011, we saw a turning point with that starting to escalate. And particularly since 2019, we've seen a dramatic escalation.
I mean, even something as simple as it's World Rhino Day today, right? I mean, how much has that challenge been placed under the spotlight? And even there, we're losing.
Yeah, I think that there's been a lot around of these different issues. We have a significant, I mean, some of the resilience factors that we have in the country. For example, we do have a free press. We do have quite an active civil society that gets involved in a number of these different illicit, opposing these illicit activities. But we also have significant amounts of legislation to be able to deal with this.
So you say this report is a call to action.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. We're saying that we're almost at a tipping point and we need to start dealing with this matter.
How are we going to do that? Because one might argue for every criminal you remove from the streets, let's say if you are law enforcement, there's a ready replacement waiting.
I think we've identified a number of weaknesses in some of our responses to organized crime. And then we've also identified some of the key issues that key areas that we think we need to deal with going forward. I think one of the first things about our response is that our response has been too stovepiped, too reactive and a fire force response, where we're looking at arresting certain high flyers without addressing the illicit markets itself. It's been too random and dispersed. It's not strategic or future orientated. And often some of our approaches undermine rather than build trust, and that our implementation has been poor and difficult to measure. And then we've identified how do we begin to deal with this? And we feel that there's a need for the whole of government and the whole of society to deal with this. It cannot just be dealt with by the criminal justice system. It needs a whole society and a whole government response. We need to look at regulatory, communication, enforcement, development responses that work in a synchronized way. And we need to draw in civil society. We have also identified a number of areas that we need to look at. One of the things we're saying is we need a lot more data on this that can then, data on organized crime. We have crime statistics and they are incredibly useful, but they don't break down some of the areas and look at how does organized crime impact on those crime statistics. And we feel that we need to look at how we compiling data and how we accessing data in order to develop a holistic strategy. Yeah. We also feel that the enforcement level of organized crime, I mean, that there are a number of embedded state actors that protect organized crime players. At the high top level, we've seen it in terms of state capture. But if one looks, for example, at the illicit drug economies, they have vast amounts of money and they are increasingly basically corrupting and taking control of some of our frontline policing because of the money they have available to begin to deal with that. So we need to look at addressing enforcement. We need to look at prevention. How do we prevent in a country where we have economic and other disparities, how do we prevent local young South Africans from becoming engaged in these illicit markets? And then how do we begin to look at how do we integrate certain areas into the formal economy, which will hopefully protect those areas from becoming sites for organized crime.
We've seen corruption at the very top, have we not? Right now, a former acting national commissioner is in the dock in the grand tradition of Jackie Selebe. That's not to mention the number of high-profile allegations against the ruling political elite. We'll have to leave it there. Jenny Irish Kobosian is senior analyst at the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime.